Cult Posse.
This is a global Telelink prepaid call from
Cab Rollahan,
a former question writer at a Minnesota mental health facility.
From the Goat Posse and KVSC St. Cloud, this is Sequential, one story told a minute at a time. I'm Felicia Guillot. For the last 45 hours, I have been trying to figure out what would possess someone to deprive themselves of sleep for more than 2 days, all for the sake of trivial fun. I mean, I get it, you know, doing something that may seem pointless to someone because you enjoy it, but inviting 40 plus people into your home, letting them sleep in your bed, use your bathroom, eat your food, and overpower your current internet service provider, to an outsider may seem, for lack of a better word, crazy. In talking to people who do this, the effort seems to reach a level of obsession, unhealthy at times, maniacal focus. Answering 9 questions, sometimes more, for each of 50 hours at an almost illogical pace. When the questions are first read, these people seem energized, teams rallied by the prospect of proving they can find the answers to arcane queries from faceless and mostly nameless question writers. But as minutes wear on and the time to answer the question grows shorter, an inevitable animosity starts to consume these players. Phones slam down, tables are pounded, and surely insults are sent flying across the dimly lit rooms where these teams huddle in cave-like conditions. But this episode is not about these teams. It's about a question writer and his take on trivial fun. I present to you an entire hour of questions, so narrowly focused and so challenging. Each of the questions is nearly unanswerable, and the question writer, who insisted on its inclusion year after year, was committed to a mental health facility.
I mean, I didn't get it. I still don't. You know what I mean?
This is Cab. He used to help run this mind marathon by helping create the questions. No one is quite sure how this whole controversy started, not even Cap.
You know, I was just hanging out in the studio, and I don't even remember who it was. Maybe Trevor, Joe, and they's all like, "Do you want to be a question writer?" And I mean, I don't know a lot of, or anything, but I was pretty high, and so I was just like, "Yeah."
So you mean you got into this not understanding what you were doing? You realize that some people will hear this and think that it was irresponsible of you, you know?
All I can say is they don't know me. I mean, I'm not perfect or nothing. And like I was said, I was really high. And I'm really into baseball.
And this, Cabs being high, isn't even the real problem. The problem was with the questions he contributed to the trivia contest, and specifically to the hour of baseball he insisted on continuing to produce. As it happens, the hour of extremely difficult and almost inane questions about baseball created quite an uproar. The chain of events it set in motion was in a way astounding. So monumental, it has become part of trivia lore. But it's 1 hour in a 50-hour-long contest. I mean, what could possibly be so difficult, and why would it matter? It was just one of 50. Next time on Sequential.